Hello, and welcome to the Experts on Air podcast by Tadiran. In this episode, we'll be speaking to Jamie Balarashti, CEO and President of the Aerosol Research and Engineering Labs. We recorded this interview after sending the patented AirCare O2 air purifying system for testing in his laboratory. And we're quite anxious to hear the results of the reduction of germs and bacteria by the system.
So Aerosol Research and Engineering Laboratories is a U.S.-based testing laboratory. We were founded in 2009, so we've been around for about 11, almost 12 years now. So our primary focus is in aerosols. So inhalation type testing to look at, quantify how much of certain compounds could be inhaled by someone. Pharmaceutical testing, so looking at devices that are designed to generate aerosols to get drugs into people, and then also the bio aerosol side. So those are our three main categories, all in the aerosol field, and this is our primary focus and really the only focus that we do.
So you deal solely with aerosol particles.
If someone calls wanting to do contact testing on surfaces, we'd send them somewhere else. So we stick to our primary focus. We have provided a lot of our testing has come in various phases. We work with companies in the R&D portion when they're developing to give feedback on their devices, all the way up to the point for FDA testing for 510Ks for medical devices.
Jamie, I would like to ask the question that interests us most. How effective is the system at reducing bacteria and airborne germs?
Our testing started in development phase, probably starting about a little over a year ago. And even from the very first unit that we tested, we found that it was effective at reducing airborne viruses, bacteria, and mold. So the way we conduct these tests is we have a controlled environment where we have a sealed chamber. And in the sealed chamber, we aerosolize the bacteria, virus, or mold, or whatever other microorganisms that we want to test the device against. In the way we aerosolize it, we use a nebulizer similar to a medical nebulizer. So it generates a very small particle size. So for bacteria, they're going to be in the size of one or two single bacteria by themselves. The viruses are going to be submicron in size. So they're going to be very small. And the reason that is important is because it's the microorganism size when they're very small, not in clumps or clusters like a spray. These are the particulates that stay airborne for extended periods of time, and then are available for inhalation. So when you inhale these particles, because they are extremely small, they will actually not deposit in your mouth and throat. You will inhale them and they will deposit into your lungs, causing respiratory illness. So testing with a key particle size, a very small particle size is key when you're talking about disease prevention. This device was tested against multiple times against a surrogate virus called MS2. MS2 is a RNA virus similar to COVID. It is also actually physically a lot smaller in size than COVID. The MS2 has a size about five times smaller, around 25 nanometers. So it's even harder for filtration devices, pure filtration devices to remove because of the size is so small. In the control chamber, we aerosolize the microorganism. It will be a very tiny size. And we then sample directly the air in this chamber. So we are actually checking for airborne microorganisms.
How do you conduct these tests at the labs? You mentioned earlier that your analysis showed significant results. Can you tell us about the results of the test?
The way the testing is conducted is we do control trials, and then we do trials with the Tadiran device. The control trials, we aerosolize into the sealed chamber. We then pull samples at different time points. So we'll pull for this case, we pulled samples every 30 minutes. So we took samples at T0, so we know our starting aerosol concentration. Then every 30 minutes, we pulled additional samples. So then we could see a natural decay rate of the bioaerosol in that chamber. All organisms will have a slight decay rate where some of them are lost, they stick to surfaces, or they die. So we establish a control so we know how much is lost in that same testing time period that we would then test the device. After that test is complete, all the samples are actually physically plated for viable viruses or plated for the microorganisms. So we're not using a particle size detector to look at loss in particle sizes. We're actually looking at viable organisms, organisms that cause disease and still grow. So the way you do that with viruses is you have the virus, you take your samples that you've collected out of the air, you then add it to the host bacteria, and then you plate these on agar plates and you actually count the actual plaques for the virus. So you're looking at viable viruses. After we establish the control, then what we do is we evacuate the chamber, it's decons, put the, and then restart the testing. This time we'll have the Tadiran device in the chamber. We do the testing exactly the same way. So we aerosolize and fill the chamber with the starting microorganism. We take samples to establish our starting concentration at T0, the time point of zero. And then we turn on the Tadiran device. And then every half hour, we pull air samples again. We physically plate those out, count them, and generate a kill curve with the Tadiran device. So then we take the kill curve from the Tadiran device, subtract off the control run that we did in an identical fashion, just with Tadiran off, and then we know a net reduction of the viable bioaerosol that was in that chamber over time. So when we did this testing, the Tadiran device, we were able to achieve 4 log reductions.
What is a log reduction?
So what a log, in bio, you talk in log scale quite frequently. So a 1 log reduction means 90%. 2 log reduction means 99%, 3 log would be 99.9%, et cetera, 4 log, 99.99%. So with the Tadiran device against the virus, and actually all of the organisms that we tested against, we were able to achieve greater than 4 log reduction, which means that the Tadiran device removed in excess greater than 99.99%. of the aerosolized microorganisms in that chamber volume.
99.99% sounds like an impressive score. And just to understand the effect of the system, does it only purify the air coming into the room, or does it also have an effect if, for example, someone with a contagious pathogen enters the room?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It would be effective against any type of disease that would be transferred through respiratory, a respiratory disease. So influenza, the flu, common cold, common rhinoviruses, tuberculosis, something that is naturally transmitted through an aerosol and infecting someone else when they inhale.
So it should also work if someone sneezes or coughs?
Yes, it will clean the air and it will reduce it. There's a time component. So if somebody's right in your face and cough and it doesn't have time to, the device doesn't have time to, then it might not help that much. But in general, yes, if it's in the room, it's constantly cleaning the air. So if somebody walks into your room, coughs or sneezes, within, you know, a matter of time when you test, you should see that the live viruses or bacteria are reduced. It would serve to lessen the chances of getting a respiratory disease.
And how common are bacteria and germs in a home environment?
I would say that in a typical home environment, for viruses, I do not know for sure. But for typical bacteria, a variety of bacteria that you'll find in there, you will see anywhere from 10 to 100 bacteria per liter of air in a home, depending on conditions inside and outside. Even in a hospital, you're probably going to still see 10.
So how did the AirCare O2 system affect the dust or inert airborne materials?
For testing inert materials, we use what's called polystyrene latex microspheres. So you can purchase these in different size ranges. We purchase these in size ranges of 0.5 microns to 4 microns, which is the respirable size range where you would inhale them and they would deposit into your lungs. We did testing the same way. We aerosolized these inert particulates into the chamber. We use a particle size particle spectrometer to measure the particle concentrations for the controls, and then with the device on in separate trials. We then calculate again the reduction of these inert particles. And based off those results in the respirable size range, that the Tadiran did reduce particle sizes from 4 microns and less in that chamber. And the reason the size range of 4 microns is kind of a critical size range and less is because we at ARE Labs, our two primary types of testing we do is one, bioaerosol testing, and the other is pharmaceutical device testing that for devices that are designed to get drugs into the lungs. So one side of our testing is optimizing devices to get drugs into people's lungs for medication delivery. The other side is the bio testing to prevent and to test devices that are meant to prevent disease, pathogens, other particles from getting into your lungs.
Jamie Balarasti, CEO and President of the Aerosol Research and Engineering Labs. Thank you for being with us at the Tadiran Experts On Air podcast. We invite you to follow on your podcast app to receive updates of our new episodes. Thank you for listening.